Shine and Rise, a practical spiritual practice. I visited Sedona, Arizona, which felt wonderful. Sedona is a town here in the United States known for spiritual energies, both from the land and from the people who are residing there and visiting. People experience what they call vortex energy areas in the Red Rocks of Sedona. And on my first full day there, I took a tour with Mark Griffin from Sedona Mystical Tours. Now, this tour company is not a sponsor to the podcast or anything. I can tell you, I am genuinely grateful I could meet with him. He explained about the energies of the land and guided me in experiencing what was meant for me to experience. Mark has expertise in Sedona, as well as metaphysics and shamanism and healing. He sat down with us at a table overlooking the great Red Rock formations to talk. And you'll hear noises of the wind and vehicles and voices in the audio, but we are bringing you now to Sedona and not to a studio. Since we do have the two podcasts, this one as well as the End Depression podcast, I'm going to split Mark's audio onto each of these. You know, you can find them both on tyrusgray.com as well as elsewhere. Right now, we'll listen to Mark give his description of Sedona and how he sees the environment supporting our personal growth. And then on the End Depression podcast, he will continue on those same themes, just a bit more in depth about clearing emotional blockages and having expedient personal growth. Like I say, you might want to check out both of those episodes. Well, let's get right to it. We'll hear the insight from Mark Griffin. Join me now in Sedona, Arizona.
You've visited Sedona. You've heard a lot about it. Many of these legends, the myths of it, are very true. What sometimes is missed in many, in most cases, is the fact that there's natural phenomena in the geology, the earth, that are promoting the impact, the, if you want to call it, the magic that people feel when they come to Sedona. It has a lot to do with resonance. You may have heard of Schumann resonance. It's the frequency ranges of both the earth and the ionosphere above us. And in Sedona, we have a geological composition that is a mixture of quartz crystals, iron oxide, limestone. And, you know, that combination can create all kinds of magnetic anomalies. There's even geological survey maps that have shown this area to be a massive amount of those types of spikes, the whole region. So you can kind of visualize Sedona as being one large vortex, one large radio transmitter. And that impact, that influence from the earth upward is why so many people will tell you that your thoughts manifest quicker here. And therefore, it seems like a magical experience. You know, the magic can simply be the use of natural laws, you know, with an applied discipline and approach. Well, here, you know, when you live here, it's just happening all the time. And when people visit, a lot of times they feel lightness, they feel activation in the various chakra or energy centers of their body. The resonance of the earth can vary from 7.5 to 42 hertz, corresponding to the frequency ranges of the chakra system that we have. And if you can just imagine feeling a heart resonance in some place, some location that you're at, how soothing that could feel for the body. Brainwave activity gets altered, and how going into a theta wave state can bring and promote a sense of well-being, a sense of alignment, healing that the body responds to without your direct interaction, without any the typical focus, that you would normally apply when you're wanting to address an imbalance in your body. And people's pain leaves their body on tour. People's pain leaves their body as they're walking on the land. Over and over and over, I've seen that, I've heard that. I've even experienced how my own personal alignment, my own stress level decreases, my vision improves. And all these factors are very commonplace. And when you find these little spots in the natural surroundings here, they could even be, you know, a man-made vortex, like medicine wheels here. As you're a sensitive person, you can immediately feel the influence upon your body, upon your spirit. And if you consider aligning with your spirit, with your higher conscious, a higher dimensional body, suddenly you have a greater awareness of many things, including life's purpose, including problem resolutions, challenges that you're facing in life. Many people feel like they get solutions or answers while they're here. They go back home to their environment and make the changes necessary to improve their life, to bring harmony into their life. And I get feedback over the many years of being here and doing what I'm doing with tours and facilitating these results, and they attributed a lot to what occurred here in Sedona. So there is some kind of a definite connection to your higher intelligence that happens here when you're just going in a place of receptivity, of surrender and openness. It just naturally happens. And that's one of the big draws for people to return. Even people that aren't necessarily consciously working on themselves, they feel different here. They drive in and they could just sense the expansion in their bodies. Once again, that resonance of the earth can be impacting various energy centers in the body. Many people feel the tingling and sensations in their hands and feet and legs. Others will feel the warmth coming up their feet and legs as well. All those things are just the body's response to that magnetic pulse and flow from the ground, from the earth beneath them. And another factor that's not considered is the ionosphere above us is also feeding and impacting the brain waves. So you're in an area where a lot of people meditate, do spiritual practices and disciplines every day, you know, daily and all the time. Workshops, seminars take place here, and you can, through the ionosphere, you could feel a difference when those types of activities are taking place. And getting more into, you know, the nature of the resonance and frequencies with our body and healing, sound healing has been shown scientifically to affect us in a physiological way, to improve overall sense of well-being, to actually end genetic replications that are of no use and since causing disease and disharmonies and chronic conditions. Consider that this frequency goes through the cell membrane into the DNA. So all the frequencies and vibrations you're picking up from the vortexes, the land here, from the gathering of like-minded people, it's all that's having an impact on the visitor. And when you visit, you kind of get saturated. You don't even realize how much is taking place in many instances. And then when they leave, they go back to their homes, they notice a huge, huge difference in their view of life and the clarity in their life, as well as people's perceptions of them. And a lot of times people joke about their pets staying kind of Velcroed to them when they get back home, because they are so attracted to the higher vibration that the person, their owners, come back with.
And if someone has visited and then they return back to previous environment, they may feel a new awareness, a new sense about what they want. But how do they keep
keep holding on to that
with what's been so beneficial here? How do they bring it back? Or
that's one of the bigger challenges that some people face. One thing that they'll encounter is people and their families, their friends, their circle of human interaction is more comfortable with them the way they were than the way they have changed. And so that is one of the first challenges they're going to have, is that those surrounding them don't want them to change. Now, if you're more sentient, more of a self-contained person, then it is easier to hold on to it. And a couple of ways that I recommend people do this is the exercises that I show them with the land, using sound devices like tinctures, singing bowls, something simple, not too expensive, something that doesn't take more than 15 minutes, 20 minutes a day, to keep their clarity, to push away the impact of the stresses in your work environment, your home environment, and from other people that you're surrounded by. And bringing back an object from Sedona, a crystal, a rock. I always also say, you know, looking at some pictures on tour or the red rocks as you're hiking around, and just using it as a visual guide and pulling that sensation back to you with the physical device you're holding are also some ways of doing that. Making a conscious effort to embody, embrace the sensations with that you're here into yourself, like a cellular memory. Because we have cellular memories of traumatic incidents, so why not have a cellular memory of a very enlightened sense of well-being? You could do that as well here. When you're in that moment, when you're in that peak state of brain wave, heart wave connectivity, just try to remind, talk to your body that this is something you're going to remember. And have those little tools that you could, you know, utilize to help you remember it. Visual memory, feeling sense, bringing that together.
Of course, you're always moving forward in your awareness, but is there a certain sort of conclusion that's come to you? Like, when you put it in perspective, everything that you've been perceiving, in terms of, like, what does it mean, or what sort of truth does it all point toward?
It brings you a far deeper perception of self. Self-awareness is huge when you live in Sedona, and even visiting. And that awareness can show you some parts of yourself you don't want to see. And one of the key elements, and it's a favorite saying of mine, is it shows you the worst parts of yourself, and it's up to you to decide what to do with them. It brings things to the surface. And so we're creatures that hold on to negative experiences, traumas. That's just, you know, so many of our memories associated with that. So that gives you a chance to see it, to feel it, to recall it, and to then to recognize why that's happening, forgive and release it. So it is a cyclic process of that, because as you clear away one incident, one karmic kind of condition, plague, whatever you want to, however you want to categorize it, something else is going to come up, because you're constantly living in a high vibrational place that's stimulating that little part of ourselves that holds these karmic patterns. And it's very transformative. It's a place where you could also access your, you know, all the knowledge that you've developed over your lifetimes. It starts to come back to you. And being with a like-minded environment, you have constant facilitations at your disposal. And sharing this internal dialogue, having this internal dialogue and sharing it with another person without being judged is really also, I think, a critical aspect of living here. You're received. Of course, there are levels of judgment based on your belief structures, but you're received and you're looked upon as a sane, evolving person, not a nutcase. As you may, you know, many instances people tell me they can't talk about this stuff when they go back home. And so therefore, they can't be authentic. You can be authentic here. You really can just be who you are, and you'll see that with the way people present themselves in any walk of life that is in Sedona. And even the people who aren't consciously wanting to focus on inner growth, they will admit that they do change after they move here, that they do look at life differently, they're more introspective. Those are very, very significant factors. And if you're not willing to do that, then what's happening is Sedona becomes an irritant. And if you can't block off the thoughts of all the tourists and sometimes the busy times of the year when this town is flooded, then that's an irritant as well. And sometimes any of us need to just leave the area to get away from this constant pounding of energy, because it's a constant, it's a continuous cathartic experience. It doesn't stop. So the end result is you realize it doesn't stop. And you could, let's just theoretically say that you can clear your karmic conditions to the point of reaching ascension. Well, then you're going to start clearing it for your ancestors. You're going to start clearing it for the country. You're going to start clearing it for the collective consciousness. So that's why it doesn't seem like, and it won't ever stop. Sometimes, from my study and understanding, the higher you go in your level of awareness, you're going to reach a point where you're healing the pain body of humanity, which isn't, that's not good. I mean, that's not easy work. It actually can be tougher and harder physically when you reach higher levels. But the awareness of why this is happening is very helpful in mitigating and navigating it. That's another factor. It's like you come to Sedona, you have a lot of people that are lateral support, so you don't feel like you're losing your mind, even though you do feel like you're losing your mind. And the same process with the evolution of consciousness is you get to points you go, I don't think I know anything. You get to the points where this is painful, but you have somebody, there's always somebody around that can tell you why it's happening, give you a deeper understanding of why it's happening, at least instill your personal experience for you to decide, you know, how truthful their guidance, support, and advice is. So it's two words, evolutionary transformation. If you live here, you're going to have to accept that as part of your life, even if you work in a bank.
Evolutionary transformation. You can find out more about what Mark is doing on SedonaMysticalTours.com. Well, like I mentioned earlier, the rest of Mark's audio will be on the most recent episode now on End Depression Podcast, so you might want to listen to that as well. I appreciate you being here with me and experiencing this visit to Sedona. Be blessed.